Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
As ConocoPhillips builds its huge Willow oil drilling project on the western side of Alaska's North Slope, federal regulators and residents of the nearest Inupiat village have struck a deal for a new type of environmental oversight to minimize impact of the development. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management announced this month that it signed a right-of-way agreement with a partnership comprising the Nuiqsut City Government, Nuiqsut's Tribal Government, and the Kuukpik Corporation, the Inupiat Village's for-profit native corporation. The three entities combined to form Nuiqsut Trilateral Incorporated have authority over about 1 million acres of land encircling Teshikpuk Lake, the largest lake on the North Slope. The area is key habitat for the Teshikpuk caribou herd, among other wildlife populations. The right-of-way agreement prohibits any new leasing, roads, any surface or subsurface exploration activities, or oil-related gravel or sand mining on that parcel of land for the duration of Willow's operations. The purpose of the agreement, signed on December 17th, is to, quote, offset the impacts of the herd on the Willow project by providing durable and long-term protection for the herd, by prohibiting certain activities and facilities within the protected property for the benefit of the herd and the herd's most important habitat, end quote. Under the terms of the agreement, Nuiqsut Trilateral has the option to waive any or all of the restrictions. Willow is expected to start producing oil in 2029, and output is expected to peak at 180,000 barrels per day. In comparison, total production of North Slope oil, which peaked in 1988 at over 2 million barrels per day, averaged 461,000 barrels a day for the 12 months that ended on June 30th, according to the Alaska Department of Revenue. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. A positive outlook for 2025 from Alaska's Kenai Peninsula Senator Jesse Bjorkman. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
Senator Jesse Bjorkman, representative of District D, discusses what he foresees for 2025. With a new session approaching, a new year, and all kinds of changes that might be happening nationally, Bjorkman looks forward to building on the accomplishments he achieved in the state legislature. He is working to ensure that the state government is focused on constitutional mandates, which include schools, public safety, and improving road operations and maintenance. Additionally, jobs will be opening up for contractors who want certainty about job availability for the upcoming year. They will be able to access projects for the safety of residents and visitors as they pertain to the local economy. Bjorkman also predicts that education will be a big issue this year.
Securing stable funding that districts can rely on to provide educational opportunities for all kids is really important as well.
Many Alaskans anticipate the shackles being removed from Alaska federally and the transitioning of national efforts to minerals and oil and gas drilling. Bjorkman states the legislature will be in sync with the two.
You're going to see a state really that is looking forward to developing our natural resources for the maximum benefit of all Alaskans and making sure that those programs have the opportunity and permits that they need in order to move forward.
Bjorkman is eager to see the projects, schedules, and other big announcements coming soon from oil and gas companies such as Conoco and Santos. All those things going forwards, he is excited to see more expansion and exploration happening in the oil and gas industry, as well as other resources around the state. Bjorkman's perspective is hopeful heading into 2025. However, he says, we're going to have some challenges, but I think it's more good than bad. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
A Delta Junction volunteer firefighter was indicted earlier this month after it was discovered that he had been stealing from his fire department for years. A Fairbanks grand jury on December 19th indicted 62-year-old Michael Pascal on two counts of theft in the first degree and one count each of scheme to defraud, felony misapplication of property, falsifying business records, and tampering with physical evidence. The indictment stems from allegations that while in the role of chief and secretary of the rural Deltona Volunteer Fire Department, Michael Pascal stole more than $400,000 over several years from the fire department's bank account. The indictment alleges that Pascal hid the thefts from the board of directors by falsifying business records. In early January of 2024, the board of directors learned of Pascal's alleged theft from the fire department. Pascal then left Alaska and took the fire department's laptop with him. At grand jury returns, the state asked the court to issue an arrest warrant for $250,000 with a requirement that Pascal obtain a court-approved third-party custodian. Superior Court Judge Thomas I. Temple issued a summons which requires Mr. Pascal to appear for his arraignment in Fairbanks on January 8th of 2025 at 1:30 p.m., but does not set a mandatory bond amount. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.